Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Bahar, Leviticus 25:1 through 26:2, Points of Divine Connection. Parshat Bahar begins, "The Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying," we get the name of the Parsha from this opening line. The word Bahar means on the mountain. But why do we need to know this information? Didn't all the commandments and instructions given by Moses originate at Sinai when he was given the Torah in its entirety? Why hasn't the Torah reiterated this fact prior to our current reading? Why do we need to be reminded of this obvious fact? Maybe it's because of the commandments that follow. What follows this statement is a series of commandments that don't seem rational. For instance, the first commandment is the mitzvah of Shemitah, sabbatical year. Every 7th year, farmers in the land of Israel are to leave their ground fallow. No planting, no tilling, no watering, no harvesting, etc. It must remain completely uncultivated. Not only that, but whatever crops are produced are considered communal property. Any person or any beast may eat freely from it. The second set of commandments revolves around the Yovel, or Jubilee. The Yovel is the 50th year after 7 Shemitah cycles. The entire year is to be consecrated and dedicated to the return of property to its original owner. In addition, like during the Shemitah, Israel is not to cultivate the land, neither planting nor harvesting. Next, we have various laws pertaining to the sale of property in relationship to the Yovel, including a series of laws for slaves. And last, we have several regulations outlining the procedures for redeeming a poor person who has been sold into slavery. What is the connection between all of these laws and the reminder we had at the very beginning that these laws were given to Moses on Mount Sinai? The Torah interjects the fact that Moses received these commandments from Sinai to remind us that Hashem's wisdom is far superior to our own and that human logic will not always lead us to godliness. Man's wisdom is to work for 6 days and then take a day off to rest so that he can increase his productivity. Hashem's wisdom is that for 6 days man should work toward the goal of entering into his presence on the 7th day, a time of holy rest, cessation from our own efforts, worship, prayer, Torah study, and fellowship with the divine. Man's wisdom is that we should eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. In other words, we should live to indulge ourselves in the pleasures of this world. Hashem's wisdom is that we should eat, drink, and enjoy the delicacies he has provided for us in this world with the single goal of divine worship. We fuel our bodies so that they might better serve our Creator. These are but a few examples. The point is that when our parsha connects these commandments back to Sinai, we're reminded that everything we do should be connected to the divine. We should not live lives driven by our animal appetites, but instead by our desire to please our Creator. We should take every opportunity to enjoy His blessings in this world while keeping our focus on Him. Everything we do in life should point us back to Sinai, Yeshua, and our redemption. Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.